Blog Talk Radio.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Where's
the other
Divas? Hey,
what's
hey.
Up, Divas?
Hey.
How y'all doing
what's
today?
Hey,
how y'all doing
how
today?
How you doing?
Hey, can't complain. I won't complain. How about that one?
All right. All right.
So how y'all week been?
Busy. My week has been good. It's good. You know what? You know, working and stuff like that, family and all that kind of good stuff. You know what? But
right.
My God is good and I'm still standing.
All the
that's
time.
All I have to say.
I yeah. know that's right. Miss Frey, how you doing, sweetie?
Woo, busy, busy, busy as a beaver.
And I hope you're feeling better.
I'm feeling yeah. much better.
Feeling better, Mama?
I just started eating about two hours ago. I was finally able
wow.
to keep something down, and I haven't stopped eating since then.
Hey, it should be that way, you know, as long as you're eating now.
Right, right.
But what's going on for tonight, Shelly? I know you got something good for us.
Woo-hoo! Okay, I think we got two things going on tonight, ladies.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, the first topic is, if you are in a relationship that is sexless, what would you do? I'm sorry. If you're in a relationship that is sexless, would you stay? And what are some of the things you can do to spice it up?
Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh.
Mm. Really,
wow.
Though?
Sexless.
Wow.
Sexless.
Sexless. Not sexy. Sexless.
All right.
Like sexless. Left with that. With that.
Mm.
Said it.
Yeah. You got your work on that one. All right.
Wow,
wow.
Sounds good to me.
And
oh, no.
What be the, you said you have something
else
for us.
You say you got, yeah. Shall we say
that? Yeah. A point two.
Okay, what's
the part? I have a part two. I have a part two. Mm-hmm.
What'd it be like?
The part two is, would you date a person that is married or in a committed relationship?
Wow. Things to make you go, Well, you know what? I'm going to let Miss Ray start on that one.
Okay.
Now,
Wow. That's left. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. I gotta think about that one. Sexless.
You want me to go ahead and say my little piece?
Thank you, because I gotta think about that one.
Well, now, you know, it's definitely gonna be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if we can't spice it up and work things out, somebody gotta kick rocks. Sexless? Come on now. I don't even know how that can even stay that long. A sexless relationship.
Wow.
And about the...
What if you just love the person?
I mean, that's true too, but hey, if you ain't doing what you... if you ain't doing what you're supposed to do in the bedroom, I'm out there. Hey, that's going to cause you to end up cheating. Because, see, you're going to want that... You're going to need that. You know,
mm-hmm.
If that partner of mine is, like, not wanting to be in it,
mm-hmm.
And I know that I'm going to have to end up leaving. I don't care how much I love you. Something has to give. Something has to
okay.
give. And as far
You're
as
right.
dating someone, you said married that's in the process of divorce?
No, I was just saying that, would you date a person that is married or in a committed relationship?
Nah. You know, because I'm going to tell you, with that being said, if you're messing with me, you're married or in a committed relationship, guess what? I don't mean nothing. You do it to her, you're going to do it to me. That's
mm-hmm.
the way I look at that situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something is not right from the gate. So if you're out there and you're messing around, hey, the same thing is going to end up happening. Trust me, been there, did that.
Mm-hmm.
Been there,
wow.
did that. You know, and it wasn't an easy situation, even though the relationship lasted like 4 years, you know, but he was in the process of getting a divorce. Once
uh-huh.
he got the divorce, we moved in together, and, you know, hey, it backfired on me. I was laid up in the hospital. This man was messing with somebody else, you know.
Oh,
so
oh,
that's
wow.
why I say, you know, when things like that go on, I just feel like, you know, hey, it's the karma is a monster, and we know this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, that no, no. Now, I had my share of that one. And that's
hey,
my
hey.
Story, and guess what? I'm sticking to it.
Sticking to it. Yeah, they say if he'll cheat with you, he'll cheat on you.
There you go. And I believe
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I believe that
yeah.
so
that's
cold-heartedly.
True.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Well. Miss Shelley, what's your take on this topic?
Okay. Well, my take on the topic is, if you're in a relationship that's sexless, I think you need to kind of spice it up a little bit, do some things, you know, kind of spice it up. I got my eye on, I'm going to share this with y'all real quick. My neighbor just got a brand new hammock, and I'm waiting to get in that hammock with someone. They stay going all the time. They're like out of town or whatever, and they're always telling me, "Hey, come over, watch our house." They just put the hammock in today, and I seen her reading a book on the hammock, and it has like four stakes in it, not two. It has four in it, so I think it's good and sturdy. So I'm thinking about going over to the neighbor's house and getting in that hammock.
I heard that.
Spice it on up.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
I think I would have to spice it up too. I would have to, or at least attempt to spice it up. And then see where we go. And as far as dating, would I date a married person? Speaking from experience, that person was on the verge of getting a divorce, but you're not always sure, especially in the beginning, you don't know the person. Yeah, they're telling you they're going to get a divorce. And it worked out well for a bit, I must say. It did. But the divorce never happened.
Wow.
Neither did mine at that time. So we just both weren't ready yet. But it was okay. But now, on the market.
Well, I think that if anyone, man or woman, that would date someone that's in either married or in a committed relationship. Personally, I'm just saying my opinion that I think that person is just in it for the fun. Because if they know that that person is committed or married, they know that, you know, that all it is fun.
Right. Committed, I mean, that means you know that person ain't going nowhere. They're just cheating with you.
Oh, yeah.
So that's just.
So I think the other person would just be in it for fun.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to open up the phone lines, Dons and Divas. The number to call is 646-200-3838. Press 1 if you want to get in on topic with us divas. Or just kick your feet up, check online, and hang with us and listen to the show. We're actually going to go to our first song. And then after the first song, just press that 1. Don't be scared, because we're here waiting for you to talk to. First song is by... It's a brand new me by Alicia Keys.
One too many excuses.
be surprised if I talk a little louder, if I speak up when you're wrong, if I walk a little taller. I've been under you too long. If you notice that I'm different, I'm taking personal things. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. It ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Oh, it took a long time.
Burning or whatever, you know, so you're not getting bored with the partner or whatever, you know, depending on the person too, so that's not solely, but still, I would go to my partner and be like, listen, we're having a problem, you know what I'm saying, try to figure out where the problem is, you know what
right.
I'm saying, now, if there's no reciprocation, then that just leaves room to venture out, you know, but before it gets to that point, you know, we try to do different things, different places, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, just trying different things like role-playing, you know what I'm saying, and nice little outfits, whatever, and try to figure out something that you haven't done when it comes to that, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to sex, what haven't we done that staying within our morals, that is, you know,
right.
what we haven't done, you know what I'm saying. So I just go to my partner like, listen, we're having something just not right. You know what I'm saying? Let's figure this thing out. Now, if your partner's like, I just don't think there's nothing else, then you're beating a dead horse. Keep moving.
Hey, beautiful.
Right.
Yes.
So.
Wow.
Yeah, I agree.
Sounds good.
I agree.
Great, yeah. Great point, Ange.
Mm-hmm.
Very good point.
Very good point.
So what's the
second topic is, would you date a person that is married or in a committed relationship?
Oh, from experience, again, absolutely not. Let me tell you something.
Sometimes you got to experience that.
Because, listen, I mean, not at all, you know, if that person is in a committed relationship, what makes you think he's going to do anything to commit to you? You understand
Thank
what I'm saying?
You.
It's like, okay, you call yourself in this committed relationship with this other person, but here you are with me. That's not a committed relationship. That sounds like an open relationship. Number two is because women are very emotional, sentimental creatures. And when it comes to, like, holidays and stuff like that, here you stuck at home sipping on a glass of wine by yourself, eating a whole box of bonbons or whatever it is you like while he's enjoying his holidays and all that with his significant other. You're cutting yourself short by even dealing with that. So it's like,
right.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, that's what I was saying too, and, you know, basically, you know, if he's in a committed relationship or married, you know, you can call yourself being his lady, but guess what? At the end of the day, he going to get you too.
Yeah,
he
exactly.
Do the same thing.
He cheat with you. He gonna cheat on you. That's how
Thank
it
you.
Happens.
Right. He's already cheating on you because he's in a committed relationship. He's already cheating on you.
He's already cheating. Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You're not gonna be his main chick. It's always gonna be, oh, we gotta sneak and do this. Oh, you gotta meet me here. No, that's no. Some people are comfortable with that now. Not just me. No. Some people are like that because they're in it for something totally different, like just a sex thing or a money thing. You understand what I'm saying? They're not looking for the true companionship.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get it.
Mm-hmm. You're right. I agree with you.
Like I was saying earlier, I think the other person is just in it for the fun of it.
Yeah, to see what they can, how long they can get away with it. I'm like, oh, let me try this.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know,
a lot of times you're unsuspecting because you don't even know. Sometimes you don't even know that they're in a relationship until after the fact. So,
You know, what happens when you start catching those feelings?
That's the thing. That's why you wouldn't want to be in that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You don't want to set yourself
you
up for that.
If you start catching feelings, somebody's going to get hurt.
Somebody's feelings going to be hurt, whether it's yours or the other party.
Exactly.
Somebody's feelings going to be hurt.
And you know, it could turn out physical. It could turn out a lot of different ways.
Yep.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so the best thing to do is not do it at all. Then you don't have to worry about the repercussions of it.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Exactly. Don't even start it. Like,
exactly.
Oh,
you know,
I can't mess with you. You got somebody. I'm like, oh, we ain't really together. It was just on paper.
That's the main thing.
Yeah.
That's the main words. Or now we broke up. But
yeah.
Then when I need you, and you know, where were you last night? You know, why you ain't come? Oh, babe, I had to do this. You know.
I fell asleep.
Exactly.
My people just showed up unannounced. And listen.
We had to get some things straight.
Listen, you gotta prioritize yourself here. And again, when you're dealing with somebody that has somebody, there is no priority when it comes to you. You're just that option.
You're just
that option. And again, they do it to see how long they can get away with doing it.
Right. But Dons and Divas, the phone lines is open. The number to call is 646-200-3838. Don't be scared. We love a good debate. Come on with it. And we love your
Don't
input, most of all.
Let's have some fun.
I've been there, done that. Trust me. I've been there, done that. Again, with a married man. Here I'm thinking I'm getting old. I'm like, oh, I ain't got to deal with the headache she do. But I cut myself short. Like, listen, I want to go on vacation this weekend. You can't.
Right.
I'm set
tripping.
Yeah, right.
Andy? Uh-huh. When you decided to do that after knowing what you were getting into, Why did he do that?
Why did I mess with him?
Yeah.
Oh, but trust me, he was throwing that game so thick, and not to mention the money. You know what I'm saying? And it was also a physical attraction. You know what I'm saying? I was physically attracted to him. You know, so then it's like, oh, you know what? I'm bugging. Like, I'm thinking I'm putting myself in his wife's position now. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh no. What if it was me? I'd be mad. I know I'd be mad because I'd have been there, done that too. So
right,
I was like, oh, no, I can't. And then I was just like, listen, this can't happen anymore. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and then, you know, then he starts screaming or whatever because now his ego was crushed because he thought he had it all under control.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the case.
Yeah.
And well, it took me to stop that, you know what I'm saying, before things really got ugly.
Mm-hmm.
So.
How long did it take you to say, I had enough, I'm done, I had fun? How long did it take you?
Let me see. I dealt with him maybe 2.5 years before it was actually said and done.
Wow.
Yep. And like I said, them holidays when you sit home alone, been there, done that, while he has to go out and patronize his wife, that's not a cool feeling. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then it turns you into a bitter person. Remember the saying, evil communication corrupts good manners. Now, that's just like, it's just like, that was just pure evil to me, you know what I'm saying? And then it took me all out of character. Like, then I'm like, hold up, but that's your fault. This, I'm talking to myself now. This is your fault because you already knew what the relationship was about. You know what I'm saying?
You allowed it to happen.
I allowed
right.
that to happen.
Right.
I allowed it to happen for that long. It's like, oh,
you
okay.
You allowed it.
I got it, This is going to end, and it's going to end now. You know what I'm saying?
I heard that.
So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because like I said, it's not a good feeling at all.
Absolutely not.
You
emptiness,
know.
It makes you bitter, and it just, you know, it's not fun. It's fun when it first starts out because it's like a challenge to all y'all. Oh, we sneaking
right.
in, we sneaking there. Oh, he's cheating on his wife for me. I must be it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, no,
yeah.
Like, this dude is just greedy. You know what I'm saying? That's what that is. This mofo just greedy.
Yeah. He wanted cake and eat it too.
He wanted the cake, the frosting, the decorations. He wanted everything. He wanted the whole party.
was it a thrill for you?
Oh, it was. It was. It challenged me. It challenged me just to see how much I can get out the deal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
right.
But again,
right.
that stuff fades. Like,
mm-hmm.
All right, I got this financially or whatever, but again, here's Thanksgiving. I want to do the family thing. You understand what I'm saying?
Right,
and that's
right.
not happening. It's not going to happen. Not when he has a wife or a significant other. It's not happening. I'm not going to just say he or she. You know what I'm saying? Because women do it too.
Right.
But it's,
There you go.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
they,
so
we can easily say that we ain't in no relationship, committed relationship either. What?
I missed that.
No, I heard somebody hollering. I was like, what?
Oh, my son.
What?
I'm sorry.
Oh.
would that be something you would revisit again?
Would I go there again? Absolutely not. I'd rather be alone with my sanity. Listen,
right.
you can't buy sanity. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, and after a while, that's all it became is something for the money. I'm like, oh, I'm going to call. I need a couple of dollars. Oh, I want this. Oh, I want that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And him with having this fear of somebody diming him out, sure, they're going to show it. He going to peel.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I never had to threaten not one time that I'm going to call your wife or whatever. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just that's the first thing they think about when they go out there and cheat. Somebody going to tell my wife.
Right.
So, you know, I wouldn't revisit it again. It's just because it's not fun in the end. You're
right.
stuck, destitute, alone, and
uh-huh.
bitter. And it's now that's not a good feeling. It's not a good look because then you start wearing that. You start wearing it all on your face. And if you got children, you don't want them to see you that way and all that stuff. Then they start questioning, oh, what's going on with mommy or whatever. No, that's not cool.
Uh-huh. Right. Wow.
All of that stuff does come into play.
Wow. We have a female point of view. We have a male on the line. Mike, are you there?
Mike. Yes, I am here. What's up?
That's Mike is in the building.
Hello,
hi, Mike.
Hello, ladies.
Welcome to Love Fantasy. Did you hear tonight's topic?
I did not. What is the topic for tonight?
Okay, Mike. It's a two-topic question. You ready?
I'm ready. Go on. Come on with it, babe. Come on.
Okay.
Come on with it.
Would you date a person that is married or in a committed relationship?
Would I date a person that is married or in a committed relationship?
Yes.
Probably not. Because I don't want to have to bust nobody's head open. I'm going to leave that alone. Because, you know, they say they're not together, then the next, you know, next week they together, and, you know. Nah, I don't put myself in a situation like that. I'm too young to be going to jail. I got my whole life ahead.
If you already knew that they were in a committed relationship, would you go for it?
That again?
What?
If you knew, and they told you that you were in a committed relationship already, would that something you would revisit?
Huh?
What if I knew and they told me?
Yes.
Nah, I still don't think it makes a difference. They could be lying to me. Because, you know what? Let me say something about y'all females. Let me get in.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Let me say something about y'all females. Y'all females, y'all have the tendency. If that man don't give y'all what y'all want for a certain amount of time, y'all going to find a man to give it to y'all.
Ooh-wee.
And I'm just being truthful. And there ain't nothing wrong with that, because I'm going to keep it real, because what y'all have between y'all legs is so powerful that a man won't, he ain't trying to be like, no. And if you attracted to, he ain't trying to be like, well, you know what, I'm not going to mess with this person. No, he's going to be like, all right, yeah, well, let me just take this right here and do what I can do with it and let me work my way with it. You understand? And if it's got his eyes seeing stars, you in trouble. Because he's going to suck. He's going to be like, he's going to suck about a dude's drink. Because he's going to be everywhere you go.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that one.
Yeah. What if he's attractive and just like the bomb or whatever, would you do it? Even though you know she's in a committed relationship and she's beautiful and, you know, would you do it?
I don't think I'll do it. Because I don't want to put myself in that predicament with somebody, you understand? Not saying that people don't do it, but I really want to put myself in that predicament. Because if he's that attractive, believe me, you got some dudes out here who minds ain't right, to be truthful, and they willing to do whatever they got to do to keep that relationship committed, even though they know it ain't nothing going on. And if they got that female that they're really attracted to and they're obsessed with, they're going to go crazy. You understand? And I'm not trying to have a dude go bonkers over me with a female. I'm trying to bust his head open to the white
man. To the white man. To the white man.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I mean,
I agree.
That's why I said it could cause more problems than it's worth, you know?
Yeah,
exactly.
All the time, it's not even worth a piece of tail or whatever you're after. You know, because like I said, there again, it can get so physical. Where, you know, is all three people could get involved. Somebody's going to get hurt mentally, physically, however. But they're going to get hurt.
Somebody's going to get hurt.
And it's not over love. It's over lust.
Exactly.
It's lusting. Yeah, it's what you're lusting at.
It is lust.
It's exactly. Exactly. You know, because go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I mean, like you said, you're not going to get but so much out of this situation, you know. And at the same time, you know, I'll stress that till the day I die. If you cheat on me with your significant other, wife, girlfriend, whatever, you're going to do the same thing to me when I got you to myself.
Exactly.
You know, you're not built to be true. You're not built to be true to that one woman. Or one man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's in your bloodstream to do wrong, you know, and who's to say when you decide that you might want to stop? You may never stop.
And that's where that meaning come in, what goes around
It comes around.
Comes around.
Karma is a
monster. Karma always plays its part. I don't care how you dress it. It always plays its part.
Oh, yes, it does. Yes, it does.
And like, I, you know, my thing is, God don't like ugly, and he ain't too fond of pretty either. You're going to get yours.
Nope.
You're going to get it. I mean,
yep.
Seriously.
One way or another.
Right. But Dons and Divas, I want y'all to hold the line. We're going to go to our next song.
Okay.
And that song is with Gerald LaVert featuring Mary J. Blige. That's the way I feel about you.
You know, life is funny. When you look at it, everybody wants love. And everybody's afraid of love. Please.
that's
Ooh,
the good things. Listen, that's the good things they tell about you. That's the way I feel about you, baby. Come on, we can do this. Nah. You got me once, you ain't going to get me again.
That's true. Right.
But Dodson,
I ain't never heard that song.
Me either. Not by those two.
Mm-mm,
you know.
Yeah,
I will find it.
You and me both. All right, y'all. We got somebody waiting on the line. We have someone waiting. Maine, are you there? Maine?
Yes, I am. How y'all ladies
doing?
Hey,
Maine.
All right. Sorry
for
you holding. Sorry about the holdup.
Don't worry. No worries.
Welcome. Welcome to Love Fantasy. Have you heard our topic for tonight?
I didn't catch the whole thing, so hit me.
Okay. Maine, you ready? It's two questions. You ready? I'm going to give you the first one. If you are in a relationship that is sexless, what do you do? Do you stay? And what are some of the things you can do to spice it up?
You said if I'm in a relationship that's what?
If you are in a relationship that is sexless.
Oh, okay.
Would you stay, or what are some of the things you can do to spice it up?
You gotta give it a shot. You gotta give it a shot, and you know what I do to spice it up.
Lick it before you stick it.
Lick it and stick it.
What happens when she's
kind of
licking it? What else do you do?
But the thing is, the sexual part about it really doesn't start at the physical part. You gotta connect on, you know, the other levels first, man. Make sure everything else is clicking before you get down to your business. You know, so you gotta start paying attention, looking at the sign, seeing what you can do.
That's everything from
listening, dressing different, you know, anything might turn you on, you know, little things. And then, you can get it popping, you know?
Good points, man. Good points.
Yeah.
Good point.
But I don't,
good
I don't,
point.
I don't,
so
I don't, I never advocate for giving up, man. I don't give up either.
That's what's up.
That's all we blood.
Okay, hit him up with the second part. There you go.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, hit me.
Would you date a person that is either
what,
married
what?
Or in a committed relationship?
I did before.
I kind of think a lot of people did before.
Let me know how it went down.
Either willingly or unwillingly. But I always looked at it, I always been like a little disgusted by that. You know, let me give you a scenario real quick. If you in a club or something, right, and you eyeing a girl and she with a guy, and homeboys go to the bathroom or to the bar, and she want to holler at you, slide the number, that really right there, for me, that's a turnoff, man. I despise that, man. Because I feel like if you can do it to him, you can do it to me.
Thank you. And it's going
to
happen.
Right.
It's going to happen.
So when she gets with you,
she's going to do the same thing.
Yeah.
A lot of guys think like, yo, when you with a girl, all the girls be on you. But it's the same way for women. When a woman is with a guy, all the guys be on her.
The thing I say about that is,
I never do something to somebody that I don't want done to me.
You want others to have them do unto you.
Right.
Exactly.
That's a good point, too.
All right, y'all. Well, we have another caller. Kiki, are you there? Kiki.
Yes.
Hi.
Hey,
Kiki.
How you doing?
All right, and yourself?
Doing good.
Let's hear what's going on with this, because you know I'm going to be
Kiki, welcome to Love Fantasy. Did you hear tonight's topic?
I believe you said that I hear your topic.
Yes.
I believe I heard you, but I said, let me clean my ears out. I know I didn't hear that question right. How are you going to be in a relationship? What kind of relationship that there is no sex? If y'all committed to each other, is it friendship or you mean boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife? Hey, make sure I got it right.
A sexless relationship.
The sex that ain't even no relationship.
What if you did
Yeah, that's not really a relationship because, first of all, we was put here to yawn for each other. A man desires a woman. A woman desires a man. And
I lost that. I didn't hear what she said was not a relationship. Could you come back with that, please?
Okay. If you in a relationship, first of all, God put us here to desire each other. How can you be in a, how can you call it a relationship and y'all not having sex unless now both of you are celibate until you get married? Now, I can see that. You already in a relationship. You living together. That's your husband, your wife. Y'all, sex is a must.
Sex don't got to be a must now. It's important to a relationship, but it don't have to be a must. It's good to have. Some people, what about these older couples that have been together for such and such years? They not still having sex now, but their relationship is still good.
You got a point there.
Yeah, that depends on the situation you're in. Now, if it's an older couple, yes. Or like someone, like if we're together and you get in an accident, you know, and you can't, then that's the difference. But I'm talking about for two able-bodied people in a healthy relationship where there is no physical reason that we cannot have sex. You know, unless we may be consecrating ourselves before the Lord and fasting from it, that's one thing. I'm just talking about able-bodied people. But, of course, when you get to that point, you get old, you grow old, you know, that then you look to the things that you're supposed to got with the person for in the first place, like the inside, you know, their love for you instead of how they look. So that's, let me be more clear on that. Thank you. That's a great point, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so did you hear the second topic?
No, I didn't hear the second topic.
Okay, the second topic is... Okay, we did the one. Okay, the second topic is, would you date someone that's in a committed relationship? Is that the question you just answered?
Would you date someone that's in a committed relationship? What's the last part?
Would you date someone that's in a committed, that's either married or in a committed relationship?
No, because I do not share. That's why I don't share my food and I don't share my man. Yeah, that don't even sound right. If he committed, how can he be committed to me? That you setting yourself up for failure, you know? And diseases, they got y'all. They got stuff out here making people fall out. No, you got to be committed to me.
Well, what if it was just like a physical attraction? Would you do it if it was just like a physical attraction?
You know, I've been in those situations, and I'm telling you what, the only person going to get hurt is the person trying to play the other person, because what goes around comes around. Karma is something else.
Right.
You know, if you don't want nobody to do you like that, you don't want to do that, you're definitely going to get hurt, you know?
Right.
But
right.
you just said you've been in that situation.
Before I got saved, I went out. All he had to be is have enough money to take me shopping. It didn't matter who he was with. And so I got with a man who cheated on me. He beat me up. And so I'm speaking from experience. You know, that's not a good thing. That's really not a good thing.
But that lady just said all she said was money.
Yeah, I think the question was, would you date someone if they're in a committed relationship with someone else? And I was saying, back then, I didn't care. As long as he could take me shopping, I didn't care if he dated someone. And that was before I got saved. And so, but see, that came back and bit me. When I fell in love, I got hurt too. Five a gold digger who did the same thing to me. But you know, how can I be mad at her when I was doing the same thing? I had to just take that loss and wise up, you know?
Okay. You know, I'm all for the Lord, all right? I'm all for the Lord. Now, let me ask you. You said before you got saved, why did you have to get saved first?
Because I didn't care. I had to find, I didn't care about my life, and I didn't care about anyone else's life. It was about me, myself, and I. But when I realized it's not my choice to make that decision, that I'm living my life before God, and this is His body, then now I can lean to Him and let Him direct my path. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, but you're supposed to have been living your life before that situation anyway, because of what you go through.
But unfortunately,
it takes on you.
It takes you to go through some things to realize that. You don't realize that when you're out there like that.
Don't try to double team me now. Now, in order to get saved, right? You got saved, and that's what saved you. Because, you know, God, you know, explained to God's situation. Now, my thing is, regardless of the fact, no matter what you go through, you always supposed to believe in God. So to me, that's like a kind of like a myth right there, because you're not doing it because you're saved. You're doing it because you want to stop. And the saved don't have nothing to do with you not doing it no more. What you did was you just got tired of it. So what you're doing is you're using the saved as an excuse to conduct of what you were doing.
Well, let me explain it this way.
No, again, it takes you to go through something and to learn that. Not everybody knows that. Trust me. There's a lot of people out there that are ignorant, not being stupid ignorant, just ignorant not knowing.
But I think
that the Lord is there for us, and that we can't live by the law. We have to live by the grace. So.
And more importantly, too, he made a good point. I'm glad he said that, because he has a lot of good points there. I thank goodness for him saying that. Now, you definitely take being saved, too, and being saved is just finding out who God is and what He means to you, because I'm going to be honest with you. When the Lord saved me, I wasn't done partying. I wasn't done smoking weed. I wasn't done fighting. It wasn't so much that I wanted to. I realized, look, I have to, because I can't make it without God in my life. I need it too much. I need His grace and mercy to cover me. So it wasn't so much of wanting to, because to be honest with you, no, I enjoyed smoking weed. I loved the way it smelled. I enjoyed having sex. I enjoyed that. But I had to come to this becomes the point where you get grown, when you get mature and realize, okay, what you want to do is not good for you. You know, their diseases are here. And then I got hurt, too. I was in love with my man, and I got hurt by a person who thought like me. So just feeling the pain that I was inflicting on others helped me, too. So, yeah, God played a major part in it, and also having to come to the point of wanting to.
What you're doing is, this is what I'm saying. What you're doing is to me is you're using God as a formation of what you was doing. That's what you're doing. Because God didn't make you stop that. You understand? People, you know, you say God woke you up this morning. I'm blessed to the Lord and everything. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as you doing sexual activities and doing the drugs and doing the weed, no. No. You what you're doing is you're using, because you got saved, using God as an excuse of what you was doing to make up for stopping.
I'm missing your point.
I see what he's saying. I get his point. He's saying it wasn't so much, God wasn't who made me stop. I stopped on my own because I realized I couldn't get the things from God doing what I was doing. So it was a fact. It's correct me if I'm wrong. You're saying I had to want to stop on my own and to get what I needed for. I get what you're saying. Okay,
you mean she has to have a willing mind to stop.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's right.
Let me tell you something. We still can't do it without him. Don't make that mistake.
Exactly.
It's still His grace that's covering her, that's helping
her
to stay away from that. Because, listen, even being a saved person, you have residue in you.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
What you used to do is still in you. It takes the grace of God to keep you from going back there.
The grace of God brought her to church. That's what the grace of God did. He brought her to be saved.
And she couldn't do that without Him.
He didn't. Oh, okay, listen. But she's saying He stopped her. But she's saying He stopped her from doing this and that.
She stopped herself.
She did not listen. She said when she got saved, she stopped. Okay?
Yes.
So in other words, when she went to the Lord, she said the Lord told her to stop with the weed and stop with the drinking and everything. What I'm saying is no, the Lord brought you to church to save yourself, but you stop on your own, and you can't use the Lord to say the Lord stopped you from doing this and doing that. No, if that's the case, people will always say, if God's so good, why is He taking everybody from us?
Right.
Okay, I see what
because
he's saying.
Because He smiles on the just as well as the unjust. But you know what? We can't, listen, we're going to, that's what you're talking now is going to get us way off topic. I'm going to tell you that now. Because, again, it's the grace of God that's keeping her covered. It's keeping her to where she is. We can't do nothing without him. You understand what I'm saying? She had to have a willing mind to stop, but it's still his grace that did it. You understand what I'm saying? Because without his grace, guess what? She'd be right back to where she was.
No.
Okay.
You're doing what she's doing.
I want all you all to hold the line. We're gonna go to another song by Melanie Fiona featuring J. Cole this time.
Great choice. Some of the points are very good,
but we're going to stay on the topic of what it is.
Yeah.
You know, and I the phone lines are lit up, Dons and Divas. Don't be scared to push one. The number to call is 646-238-3838. You know, get some more Dons up on this line. Because this Don, he definitely handled it by himself. I got to give him credit. So let's do this. Mike handled it well by himself. And that's what I love about him. He's one of our faithful callers. So let's get back on this topic.
Okay,
great. It's definitely hot.
We don't have a Don on the line right now that's pressing one. Of course, they're listening in. Well, y'all need to press one. But we do have Kim on the line. Kim, are you there?
All right.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Hello. How's everybody?
Good.
Welcome to Love Fantasy. Did you hear our topic for tonight?
Yes, I did. But I must say, like, I've been, like, just shaking in my seat for, like, the last 5 minutes. Okay. So I'm going to give my feedback on a topic. But I got to say one thing, I think, to Angie and to Minister Sanders, okay? What ends up happening to me is how you guys...
Minister, we have a minister on the line.
You guys are trying to glorify his name when it's convenient for you. Now, somebody mentioned about God and his covering, okay? God covers you no matter what. If you choose to ignore that covering, that's on you. Now, if you decide that you want to be in the streets doing whatever it is that you're doing, and then you wake up one morning like, you know what, oh, I'm going to get saved. That's just you acknowledging his presence because the devil had you busy. You were covered from the beginning. You can't confuse the two. So, therefore, a person being saved, yes, that's one thing. But you admitting to, okay, well, you know what, I did this, that, and the other, but then I got saved, and now I don't do that no more. You know that you wasn't supposed to be doing it from the beginning. That was the devil moving in you, but God still had you covered. He doesn't close his eyes just because you chose to walk a different way. To me.
Right.
Now, my feedback for the topic, sorry, I was just shaking with that one. I'm like, hold up. I gotta press one on this.
No problem.
Yes,
we have a minister on the line.
We got ministers on the line now.
Fifi is a minister, Mike.
I definitely had to, you know, just comment on that real fast because I was shaking with that one. Like, hold up. You know, you know me. I just had to, you know. But anyway. Now, the topic, I know y'all made me lose my train of thought, right? Y'all know y'all did. I sit here with the Bible in front of me like, hold up. No. Sorry about that. But, okay, I remember the topic, but I just lost my train of thought. So somebody please tell me the topic. I'm sorry.
Shelly.
Okay, the first topic is, will you date someone that is married or in a committed relationship, Kim?
When I was younger, yes. When I did not know better, yes.
Amen.
I did what I wanted to do.
How was that experience with you? How did you feel about that experience?
It was great for me.
You had fun with it?
I was young, you know. Talking about, you know, 19, 20, you know, doing my own thing. It was great then, you know, but as I look back, you know, it wasn't a good thing to do. It wasn't the right thing to do. And I hope and pray that one day my karma doesn't bite me like that.
I heard that.
Man.
I know it's coming. I just don't know how it's coming. But I know
what about the other topic, Kim?
What was about what?
About the sex list.
Oh, the sex list? Oh, now. But we're gonna have to work that one out now. I would definitely try and save, you know, the relationship. I would definitely try to save the relationship. Just by, you know, doing different things. It's different things for different people, you know, but I would definitely try different things. Try and spice it up, you know, if it was once you know, sex was going on and then all of a sudden it stopped, then I would want to, you know, find out why it stopped and stuff like that. If it never went on from the beginning, then that's kind of something that obviously was discussed beforehand. You know, you're not really going to get involved with someone and be with that person for a long period of time and there's no sex, and all of a sudden you're like, all right, well, you know what, I want sex today. You know, it's depending on the person. You know, but
right.
I, me personally, I would definitely try and spice it up by doing different
before
things.
Before you walk out,
right? Yes, I would.
Okay.
That's
a good point.
What would you do to spice it up, Kim?
See, there you go, trying to get off of my business.
Well, you might help somebody else to go that route. Would you use peanut butter? Would you use peanut butter?
That is a wonderful
peanut
thing.
Butter.
I've tried that.
Listen, you better try peanut butter, Shelly.
You are crazy.
Well, peanut butter jelly time.
You know what? You do want
to
work
fruit
on
salad.
That.
Try the whole fruit salad.
A fruit salad?
Try the whole fruit salad.
Fruit salad.
Oh, snap.
See, I'm going to have to, I don't know. You go ahead, girl, whoever that was.
It was Edge.
Edge, scared of you.
Ooh, the whole fruit salad?
The whole fruit salad.
Things to make you go,
That's right. Okay. But yeah, I was working on communication first. Communication first. And then just trying rekindle the love that was once there, you know, that affection that was once there. You want to try and rekindle that. You want to try and do things that you used to do in the beginning, that sometimes in a relationship you kind of get lost, you know, with being busy with life itself. Sometimes it's easy to get distracted.
Yeah.
It's easy to, you know, not do things that you used to do. So me, I would work on the communication, and then I would just try and, you know, bring it back to what initially, you know, had us connected in that way.
Good point.
Okay, listen now. Okay, go ahead, finish. As soon as you finish, Kim, I'm gonna
bring someone else on the line. I'm finished.
Okay. We have Malik Akbar Mustafa.
Malik
Akbar Mustafa.
Hi.
Malik Akbar Mustafa.
Is that right?
You got it. Was close. It was
Malik
close.
Malik Akbar Mustafa.
Okay. Well, hello.
Yo, I know. Why is everybody laughing at my name?
Not laughing.
Probably laughing at the way I tried to say it. I hope I
No. Everybody said it right. Everyone's laughing at my name.
Well, first of all, welcome to Love Fantasy.
I'm glad to have you.
Yeah, voice in the background. See, here we go.
I'm not laughing at your name, homie. You just caught me off guard. It just caught me off guard, y'all. I'm sorry.
Do we need to find a song for you, Malik Mbaba?
No, she's
sure. Yes, please.
Oh my God.
Okay. Well, did you hear our topic for tonight, Malik?
You're supposed to be doing homework.
I did not.
Okay. Okay, Malik.
I hear a whole lot of giggling in the background.
You ready, Malik?
I'm ready, but I don't understand why everybody's laughing.
Okay. Oh, well, I'm just gonna tell you what the topic is right now.
Okay.
If you are in a relationship that is sexless, what do you do to spice it up? What would you say?
That will never happen to me. I am Muslim. I have many wives.
Wow.
And they all love me.
All right, player.
They all love you?
They all love me.
How many you have? If you have
four.
Four. And you able to take care of them all?
Excuse me?
You able to please all of them?
I please all my women. Praise Allah.
I did not know that Muslims have several wives. I'm just learning.
Several.
Wow.
Yeah, they can have as many as they want.
Wow.
That's a whole different show.
Wait, so you got, hold on, dog, you got like 8 wives or something like that? You coming to America or something like that?
Yes.
Wow.
God damn, all right, homeboy, so you pimping, macking, relaxing in your wet and slacking.
All right. I have 12 camels, too.
In their religion,
I have 12 camels, too.
Wait, camels?
Yes.
Where you
camels.
Live? Where you
camels
live?
Camels with
Egypt.
Home. Oh, you from Egypt?
Yes.
Wow. Oh, wow. We do go worldwide. So let's be grateful. Wow, we have all callers. Welcome to GQ Palace. We are glad to have you. Spread the word
Thank
to your
you.
Friends. Wow, amazing.
Thank you.
But in the event that would
palace,
happen, what would you do?
Excuse me?
In the event that you were in a sexless relationship, what would you do?
I never had that problem.
No,
my
we're not saying
care.
That you do have that problem.
I can't answer that question
did.
Then.
Huh?
I won't be able to answer that question then because I never have that problem.
No, that's not. No, you're missing the point though. It's just
saying.
Like, what would you do if the situation arose that you would had a sexless relationship? What would you do to spice the relationship up?
I chop her head off and go get another wife.
What? Woo!
That's
wow.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
Satan's
a liar. Huh? Well, see, that's what they believe in their country. That's what they practice. So, to us, it's crazy. But, wow. You're learning about
that's
a whole different culture here. So, where do the camels come in? Where do the camels come in?
Yeah.
And
camels.
Families.
Camels represent wealth.
Oh.
Represent what?
Wealth. Okay.
Okay.
Oh.
And he has
them. That's not the topic.
Right.
That's not the topic.
Okay.
We need to get back on this topic. You know, we understand
Keep
that
quiet.
You may do... What?
Keep it quiet.
So he wasn't spicing it up. He would cut it off.
You know, I
keep quiet.
Akabaka must know me, whatever
they... We got ministers on the line tonight. We got people with camels and 12 fives and 5.
Anything's possible.
I ain't mad at y'all.
This is the world we live in. You're dealing with all types of people.
Yes.
Akbar.
Yes.
Check this out. Are you ready for the second question, Malik?
Yes.
Okay. Malik, would you date a person that is in a committed relationship? I'm sorry, would you date a married person or someone that is in a committed relationship?
He might be asking the wrong question to him.
I understand the question.
Would you date someone that was married or in a committed relationship? Would you date them?
I don't know, Shelly. You want to go out?
I'm sorry,
Malik.
I'm sorry. What
did
you
say? Well,
I'm sorry. He asked you out. He asked you out, Shelly.
I'm not sure who you are, but I don't know you, Malik, but I'm just saying. So the topic was...
Would you like to get to know me?
Would you date someone in a committed relationship?
I have lots of land.
Sir, I want to stick to the topic tonight.
Okay.
Would you date someone that is either married or in a committed relationship, Malik?
Yes, I would.
Okay, why?
That was almost a given.
Because if a man cannot please, I must do.
Wow.
Okay.
Feel
glad
to know about each other.
You know what, Don Zadivas? Everybody, please, on the live, we're going to go to another song. You by you.
But you, Shell, you might not satisfy him since we're going to cut your head off. Just say no.
You know what? I'm all right with that song. That's fine.
Don Zadivas, the next song is You by You by Marcus Canty.
Ooh. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Yeah. He used to be perfect. you know he's messing around on you. I know how we can reverse it. You want revenge, we gon' serve it. And we ain't wrong cause he deserve it. Right now I'm not your friend, I'm your lover, yeah, yeah. Let's turn this talk into a circuit. Girl, don't get mad, get even. Yet you can play that game. And you won't hurt my feelings. If you love me and leave me, babe, I wanna be you. I'll be your little friend on the side. I wanna be you. Call me when you get out of line. No, baby. And since your man ain't acting right, girl, I'ma be all yours. Where your head at? I'ma throw this deep on you like you're my Cadillac. And when I'm done, you gon' be like, boy, you did that. Knock down and move that body like a boomerang. Go ahead, me, girl, I'll make you come back. Girl, don't get mad, get even. Yet you can play that game. And you won't hurt my
Damn.
Yeah, and don't be scared to press one. Yeah, I mean, you know, hey, it is what it is. We love everybody. We show everybody love. So just press that one. And give us your feedback on the topics.
Yes.
Which they're good.
Yes.
You know. And we're going to keep talking about them because, I mean, I'm really, like, feeling these topics. And the feedback.
I only got one topic answered to me.
Well, honey,
oh,
would you,
yeah.
Which
would
one
you
do you,
like,
which
you
one you didn't get?
Topic, would you like the second topic?
I got a topic when I date someone in a marriage.
I know. Well, you didn't get the other one. Did you get the sex list?
Okay. You ready for him?
Yeah.
You ready for the second one, Mike?
Yeah, I'm ready. What's the second one?
Okay. If you are in a relationship that is sexless, would you stay? And what would you do to spice it up?
I'm in a sexless relationship. What's that?
What's a hamburger?
First of all, let me tell you something. A sexless relationship. I'm going to do something to spice it up because I ain't going to go out of it. You understand? I'm going to try to do something to spice it up. You know what I mean? I ain't leaving it. If it's dry, I'm gonna try to make it wet. If it's bad, I'm gonna try to make it good.
What would you do?
What you mean if it's dry?
To make it good.
Yeah, it's a lot of ways you can put that. You know what I mean? You can put that as, what would I do? If I ain't doing everything that needs to be done, then it ain't me. Man, it's
dry. Well, we're talking about spicing up a sexual relationship. What would you do?
What
like?
Would I do to spice it up?
Yes.
I would do my all-time fantasy. If this don't spice it up, then nothing will.
What is
I'll
that, Mike?
Tell her, let's go outside in the rain, lay on the hood of the top of the car while it's running, and just
go,
get
what?
Buzzed. Wow.
Oh, you ready to get it in.
If that
why
don't spice it up, God damn, nothing will.
Go, Mike.
Now, that's what you call spontaneous.
Exactly.
Mike, that was a great answer. I'm glad you got to answer that question.
Yeah.
We have
wonderful.
Dorian waiting on the line. Dorian, are you there?
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Nice. Ooh, that voice sounds sexy. Hold on.
Yeah.
Man, don't come on here trying to act like you Barry White, man.
Maybe that's what he used to spice it up, Mike.
That's what I used to spice it up. Definitely just say hello to him.
His voice is sexy. How you doing, handsome? Welcome to Love Fantasy.
That's
why
he's up here. This is a fantasy.
How you know he has
the buzz
of his voice?
I don't know. The sound is just so intriguing.
I thank you.
Very refreshing.
Well,
what
if I put my voice a little
deeper? A Dragon tape recorder. Cut it out.
Dorian, did you hear our topic for the evening? We have two.
Go ahead. What are they?
Okay, Dorian, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Dorian, the first topic is,
sound like his voice got you a little stumbled, too.
Woo!
Go ahead, take your time.
If you're in a relationship that is sexless, what would you do to spice it up?
Wow, if it's sexless, I'm sad to say I gotta go. I gotta go.
You gotta go.
It's not all about that.
If
it's sexless, I've already tried to spice it up, and then if it's sexless, that means I don't want it. So then I gotta go.
Wait.
See, all y'all laughing with a very light voice. Oh, no, he don't even want none of y'all, huh? Good answer, homeboy, good answer.
But here's the question, here's the thing, though. If it's sexless, how long has it been sexless? Are we going a week, a month, a year?
Yeah, how did it start out?
That's a good question. Yeah.
Now, if you can give me a time frame, then I could definitely give you a better answer. But if it's just sexless, I mean, that's it. It's done.
You're talking probably months, because there's people that are like, oh, I ain't did it in months, though. It's been a month. I would say a month, at least a couple of months.
Okay, then here's another thing. If it's been months and someone's cheating on someone, or they both cheating on each other, and if that's the case, then they need to go to parties where couples do that, and they can still be together.
Swingers.
And spice it up.
Swing it out.
Well,
I can't say that on the air right now.
Oh. Okay.
Well, do a bleep.
I would.
Okay. All right.
Keep the clean version.
The clean version. Wow. Take her out. Wine and dine. Do everything that a woman would ever want. Have flowers brought to her. Candlelight dinner on the waterfront. Just the two of us. Nobody around. Have fireworks go off while having dinner. And then just look into her eyes and just see if anything is there. And her eyes tell it all. If she doesn't have that look. Excuse me.
Oh man, your Barry White sound like Pee Wee Herman, homeboy. You supposed to be
like, come on, man.
Come on, man. Spice it up.
Stop hating, Mike.
The thrill is gone. The thrill is gone, basically. But you're not giving me a time frame, and I cannot say what I want to say. I cannot say it.
You did mention that. You did the clean version.
I'm giving the family version.
All right.
Mike, you mess. But, ladies, use your imagination. Everything that you want done will get done to spice it up. And then if that doesn't work, she got to go.
You're going to toss the salad for her?
If I'm in love with her and that's to get her back, I will do anything possible.
That's what's up.
No.
But she got to take a shower.
Well,
it ain't happening after night of dinner.
Y'all can take one together.
You
can
do that anyway.
Excuse me?
You're right, Angie. She should do that anyway, but you're right, Angie.
Yeah, y'all take one together. If you're trying to spruce it up, listen. Start there. Like, listen, let's go get in the shower, boo. Put a little aromatherapy going on. You know what I'm saying? Had the rose petals leading from the shower to the bedroom. Or, you know,
right.
Stuff like that. Just,
Shelly, you want to tell them about the part two?
Sure. Okay. During the part two is, would you date someone that is married or in a committed relationship?
When I date someone, is this a setup?
You laugh because are you doing that now?
Is this a setup? Who's on this phone? Is this a setup?
Mm-mm. We're not doing no shout-outs. Just answer the question. Stay
yes.
on topic.
Yes.
That must be happening.
It's happening.
Okay, so what would you be in it for if someone is in a committed relationship that you're in, that you know they are in, and you're willing to roll with that? What are you trying to get out of that?
Well, here's the thing. Obviously, their man is not doing something right, because why would she be coming to me?
Hmm. Okay.
But then again, that's the case. Isn't that how it all starts? Same thing with women. Same thing with men. Why would they go to a different woman if that woman ain't doing it right?
Some people are just greedy.
Some people just like to explore.
It's not that somebody's doing something wrong. It's like, oh, maybe I just want something a little different. You understand what I'm saying? But again, like, you know,
at the end result, what's going to happen? What's going to happen at the end of the day?
That's
know what I'm
a
saying?
Sexless relationship. I mean, you're going to go out and start cheating.
Well, sexless a sexless relationship will send you to that person that's in a relationship.
Mm.
Or a married person. You know, so. It's always a catch 22 with things like that.
Who's having breathing on the phone like that? It's like somebody catching a catch 22. They say, "I'm
breathing on the phone like that." But that's a touchy situation. You know what I'm saying? Being in a relationship with somebody that's already in a relationship, like you don't have a relationship, y'all just humping. So
right.
And some people hump with benefits. That's all.
And you
that
know
is.
What? You know what, Dons and Divas? If you just said what you just said, Angie,
mm-hmm.
we're going to go to our next song. Y'all ready? Is anybody ready to wobble?
Oh, wobble with it. Wobble.
Wobble. Ready to wobble. Let's do it.
Make a bag, get up.
Or in a committed relationship.
I consider that a waste of time.
energy. No, okay. That's not fun.
She's done it.
Okay.
Yeah, she's dominant. You got to get fun. Whipping the chain.
Something that's fun. Fun. That's something that's what am I saying? What am I saying?
I didn't say nothing. I said, hi, Kia. That's what I said. I said, hi, Kia. That's it.
Hello, Mike. How are you? Okay, Kia, you ready for the second question then?
Okay, ready.
Okay, the second question is, if you are in a relationship that is sexless, if you are in a relationship that is sexless, would you stay, or is there something that you can do to spice it up?
Well, it's to each his own. I'm not going to be in a relationship that's sexless. I'm sorry. So, to each his own, no. I wouldn't need to be spicing nothing up. It will be sex involved. It wouldn't be sexless. So.
What would you do to spice it up?
I wouldn't need to spice it because it would already be spiced. The question was,
what?
If you were in a relationship that was sexless.
Wait. I had to come out and say something. I see this already. This is an all woman show. This is an all woman show.
No,
all right, that's
not.
What
it is. No, it's not.
Nah, ain't an all woman show, dog. I'm a man.
I'm a man, dog.
I'm on the line.
I understand that, but how come I had to explain myself? I couldn't say what I wanted to say, but this lady here just go and say,
oh,
I look
I
like that,
saying.
And that's it.
Because that's her preference. She don't feel like she got to do anything. Why are you yelling? Because I'm trying to figure out what you're talking about about this woman. Welcome to Kia's world.
Wow. Okay.
You need to figure out the questions that were just answered. I answered the questions. Unfortunately, you didn't know.
Here's the question. So, would you like to answer the question? If you are in a relationship that is sexless, would you stay, or what are some ways that you could spice it up?
But I thought my thing is, who would be in a relationship that's sexless?
Me.
Maybe that's what I'm saying, you know.
And that's why I said to each his own. I wouldn't be in a relationship that's sexless.
Every
so
woman that married Hugh Hefner.
I'm not dealing with Hugh Hefner. So that's not even a concern over here. Is Hugh Hefner over here?
Are you Hugh Hefner? Why, you want to pose a Playboy? We can make a phone call.
Wait a minute, Kia, we're not saying that you would. We said if it did happen.
Hypothetically speaking.
Right, if something happened to your man, your mate, and he couldn't perform, what would you do?
Well, he wouldn't be with me.
Wow, you heartless woman. Your man can't perform. You going to kick him to the curb?
The woman's going to be wrong if she says she's not going to be with him. Or she's just going to try to, like, fight some up by putting things around the house, wearing sexy clothes, and, you know, all that stuff. Just do, you know, that's just like a lot of wasted time.
Kia, I think what they just asked you was, what happens if your man wasn't able to perform? Now, for whatever reason, medical or whatever the case may be, you would leave him?
Well, we didn't say, I didn't hear medical.
I think she said if your man wasn't able to perform,
right,
would you leave him or would you stay? So whatever the reason is, if it is medical, you would still leave him?
So I'm wrong if I say, yes, I'm going to leave him, and then I say,
no,
no
you're not
I'm
wrong.
Gonna,
You're not wrong. It's your opinion.
You,
I was just
diary of a mad black woman.
But you're not wrong. I mean, you know, your opinion is your opinion. I was just throwing in there medical just to see if your answer was different.
That's a, you know, but that's to each his own, because that's just what with, I guess, a lot of females still deal with. Maybe they were dating a guy, he was in a motorcycle accident, and all of a sudden he became powerless and he can't do certain things that did before. That's a tough situation.
Okay, well, Kia, let me ask you this.
That's not his. You love him.
And he's not able to perform, but you love him. So do you leave? Is that what you're saying? You're leaving?
See, I always bring this up. That's just that's from his friend. That's just
okay, Kia, let me ask you.
Well, I'm saying.
Let's say you was doing it. Boom, boom, boom. He was good. Then you can't do it no more.
Shut up. My please. What I'm saying is, you know what? I wouldn't cheat. It's a tough situation because you're so used to the romance, the love, but he's not being able to perform these things. What do you do?
What else is
he can't perform?
Are you in a relationship? Are you in a relationship just for sex?
It's 50-50, Shelly. It's 50-50. So if anybody say otherwise, we're just in it for talking, with love, respect, whatever, come on.
Listen, let me tell you, I've been in that situation. That happened to just my last relationship. My dude was in a car accident where his urethra was severed by his pelvic bone.
So
he wasn't able to get an erection. You understand what I'm saying now? I was there. I went to doctors with him and all kinds of stuff to, you know, when the doctor told him that you may never be able to experience an erection ever again. I was there. I stuck with him through this whole thing. Now, listen, this is what he did. He felt because his manhood was taken away that he needed 20 different women to keep his manhood, and he wanted me to accept that. I said, listen, in all fairness, I accepted you and your position that just because, you know what I'm saying, you feel that your manhood was taken away, that this is what you need. No, that was being a little selfish to me. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I stuck with you all this time or whatever through this whole ordeal with whatever was going on with you, and then you chose to go out there and still be with other women because you felt that was your manhood. You understand? So I was like, that was crazy.
That's a tough situation.
I'm just stating. I'm just saying because I've experienced that. You understand?
He going that.
That's what I said that there's some women that go through that and deal with that until they can deal with that. There's some women who gonna, you know, not saying that sex is everything in relationship. There's other stuff. There's communication. You're gonna
sex
love him regardless, you know, of everything. But it's
very
a
important
situation. Yes, communicating.
Very important.
So I'm like, listen, you can't even hit me off like it is, but here you out here doing whatever you feel is necessary, like you still define our relationship. You can't do that.
You need a counselor. Honestly, I would have to love this man, because anything can happen. What if you got the prettiest face in the world and you have an accident? Are you going to leave that person there? That's not the same thing.
You know what? See, you gotta have common sense. You don't want anybody that's icky. You know what? You common sense. And a guy with common sense is really sexy. You gotta have common sense.
Okay,
you make that woman
common sense if this man can't perform anymore.
I know what you're saying. If he can't perform, that's a tough situation because you've been in love with this guy, I guess, you've been in love with him for 10 years or 15 years, and all of a sudden, a motorcycle accident or an accident, that's a tough situation. Do you leave him?
So then you're saying that the only thing you women are really in love with us is our
Somebody who shit is worth.
That's right.
Who's stuck? If you're gonna, I'm just saying, if you're going to do you like that, well, you know, it's a blessing in disguise. Now you ain't got to put up with a lip.
Kind of a tough one. It depends.
I mean, is it your wife? Do you got kids? Do she still love you? Do you want to be in a relationship? It depends what's going on.
And why is it sexless to begin with?
If it was sexless to begin with, that fall under the category of that shit.
No, I was saying, why is it sexless?
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You know, that could be answered a thousand ways. It depends. You got to clarify that comment. I mean, like, is the chick still into you? Or did the sex just go dead? I mean, you gotta expound on that a little bit more.
Did she find a bigger Johnson? You know, it could be anything.
Right. You know.
Find somebody better to make her boat.
Well,
nope, you know.
A big Johnson doesn't necessarily mean that the sex is better. I'm just speaking it real.
We know
unfortunately,
that, man.
Johnson doesn't mean that the sex is better.
Elijah.
Well, what's the problem? What's up, T?
Do you want to answer the last part of the question?
See, why are you stuttering?
Before we get on, because the time is of essence.
What was the last part?
Okay, Elijah.
Yeah.
Would you date someone that is either married or in a committed relationship?
Be honest.
Would I date someone within a married or committed relationship?
Yes.
I'm being honest with you. I personally wouldn't, because I'm a relationship type of dude. And when it comes to sex, I like to do everything. I heard this before. So I gotta believe that I'm the only one tapping that, because I ain't sticking my tongue somewhere. Where some next dude just finished being and all that other stuff, so
it was already done before, man. Before you got there, someone else did it. So don't worry about it.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
I know she wasn't no virgin before I met her, but
unfortunately, we're running out of time. Is there anybody would like to give their final say so on these topics?
You know what?
Funny.
I want to say this. If it's sexless, it's for a reason. And if you can't please them, try for another season. That's how I feel like that. Now, as
amen.
Far as as dealing with somebody in a marriage, if you're dealing with somebody in a committed relationship, you need to get your head bust open to the white meat, because it's just
oh,
doing
God.
Come on, man. How do you know her husband can't get it up? See? Back to that. Maybe he gave her permission to go out.
He probably can't get that up, but I bet you he can get his fist up. So why would you deal with somebody in a committed relationship?
personally,
not promote marital violence.
Personally,
that's my
theory. Yeah.
Dallas does not condone violence.
Okay.
Myself, it's a great show, you know. And only thing I would say is, you know, if you're in a relationship, try and work on the relationship. If the sex is an issue, try and spice up the sex. If the sex, if you can't spice it up, then yes, keep it moving.
Okay, yeah. So you get in a relationship.
What'd you say?
Can we get in a relationship?
I can't hear you.
Can we get into a relationship?
Can we get in a relationship? No, I'm in a relationship. But then,
well, sorry, Dorian.
Okay, good, let's go to the divas. If nobody else have anything else to say, we're going to turn it over to Shelley.
Shelly.
There's a whole lot of giggles going on.
Shelly, are you here? Maybe we lost
Shelly.
Maybe
we lost her. That's all right.
Okay,
Thank you.
Shelly wants to know her man thing's still working.
I am going to, first of all, I want to thank God for a wonderful show. If it wasn't for him, then we would definitely not be here. Shelly called drop, y'all. I'm going to apologize on her behalf.
Okay.
I want to thank GQ Paris for having us. I want to thank all the callers. Angie, Mike, Maine, TP, Kim, Malik, Elijah, Kia, Dorian, if there are any names that I forgot, thank you all for calling in.
Malik Akbar. Minister Sanders.
And all of our listeners, I would also like to thank next time listeners that did not press 1, please press 1 and join in on the conversation. My take on the topic, sexless relationship, not having. There has to be some spicing up, some lingerie, some toys, a little play, a little this, a little that. And would I date a married person? No. On that note, I'm going to hand it over to T.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. My intake on it is, you know, hey, spice it up. You know, if you can't spice it up, get the heck out. The committed married man, been there, done that, not again. With that being said, I want to thank all the callers, listeners, and most of all, the man up above. Be sure to tune in next week, same place, same time. On Friday, we have Love and Entertainment from 6 to 9 with our host, Rich Money. Sunday, Spiritual Sunday, 7 to 9 with our host, Lavina Polite. Monday, we have two shows. First, Love, Lies, and Loyalty, 7 to 9, with Steph Dallas as your host. After him, we have Relationship, Lies, and Deceit from 9 to 10 with Dr. Feelgood as your host. Tuesdays, we have GPS Sports from 8 to 10 with the host, the mayor. Ooh. Wednesday, of course, the Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad, T, Rachel, and Shelly from 8 to 10. Starting the 21st of next month, we will have a new show on Thursdays, Reality and Relationship, with the host, K.L. Belvin. And we're going to wish everybody a blessed rest of the week. Be safe and keep it moving and keep doing the damn thing. That's all I got to say. And the last song... We're going to end that song, the last song, by Jamie Foxx featuring Drake, Fall for Your Type. Good night. Good night.
Can I?
something missing in the champagne you've been sipping. I suppose I make you different all the time. It's starting to feel like the wrong thing to do, girl. Cause with all that recognition, it gets hard for you to listen to the things that I'ma say to make you mine. But live, girl, have some fun, girl, we'll be fine. Trying to convince myself I found one. Making the mistake I never learned from. I swear I always fall for your ties, yeah. For your ties, tell me. There's a reason for it all. You say that you're nothing like the last girl. I just pray that you don't let me down right now. It's too late, I'm already yours. You just gotta promise me hearts won't break and end up like before. I swear
off your shoulder, barely sober, telling me how you moving away and starting over. Girl, quit playing, you just drunk, you just saying. And oh, you dance like how, like ballet and no, I get it, girl, I'm with it. I've been down this road before and yeah, I skid it, but forget it, damn. I wonder why I never learned my lesson. It's feeling like it's second chance and it's the first impression. And I heard there's nothing new except for someone new. But how you supposed to find the one with anyone who come with you? Talking to myself, but I never listen. Cause man, it's been a while, and I swear that this one's different. That's why I'ma take you anywhere you wanna go. Let you meet my friends so they can lecture me again about how reckless I have been. And I'm slowly running out of all the time that I invested, making all the same mistakes, and I'm just trying to correct it. And I fall.
Oh, for your time.